where they're black that way.
Well, do you have a name for that, for a light, for a road with a light colored surface?
Deuterium.
What do you call a grassy strip about 3 or 4 feet wide between a sidewalk and a street?
A lawn, something like that.
What do you call a ditch by the side of a graded road in level country?
I don't know, unless it's a branch or something like that.
What do you call a worthless dog that just hangs around and eats but doesn't do any work?
We had one of them
there
while
back. I've called him a sour dog.
Okay. What name do you have for the gentle sound the horses make at feeding time?
I don't know.
Like that. What do you call that?
Nickering.
What do you call a chicken bone that's shaped kind of like this, that children like to play with?
Pool bone.
What do you call a second growth of hay or clover? The first growth has been cut and now it's grown back again.
I guess it's a second crop, ain't it? Something like that.
Okay. What do you call bread that's made out of cornmeal?
Cornbread.
And what are some other things that you make from cornmeal?
Well, you make muffins and...
Well, now, how do you make the batter for muffins?
You make it just like cornbread, except just make it a little bit thinner and cook it in a little muffin pan.
Mm-hmm. Now, will you give me your recipe for cornbread?
Well, I use self-rising meal, and I just put me some grease in it.
Well, now, do you sift the meal?
Yes, you sift the meal and put me some grease in it. And if I got milk, I use a little milk in the thing. But water, if I don't, I make it up with water just by itself.
Okay. Do you put an egg in it?
No. If I'm going to make muffins, I put an egg in it, but just plain cornbread. To eat the vegetables, I don't put meal, egg in it.
Now, about how much cornmeal and about how much grease and about how much... milk or water do you put in?
Well, I cook about two cups of meal when I make just for me and Raymond. And I put a little piece of grease in, not as big as an egg.
Mm-hmm.
And make it up and pour it and grease my pan.
Well, wait a minute now, then about how much water or milk do you put in?
Well, I put the water in. I make my meal about a sort of thin to make it puffy and... All you know.
Uh-huh. Well, can you guess about how much? Would it be about a half a cup or?
Yes, I expect it'll take a cup of water for that much meal.
And then do you heat up the pan before you pour?
No,
it
I don't heat my pan. I grease the bottom of my pan and sprinkle it in just a little dry meal in the bottom of the pan, and it won't stick.
Uh-huh. And then you cook it in a pretty hot oven or?
I turn my stove on when I start making it up, and by then it's about 400 degrees.
Uh-huh.
And then by the time I get it made up, while my stove's hot, and it don't take it so long to cook it. Don't lay there, and kind of sob and get dry like cooking be puffy.
Yeah. Well, now, if you were making muffins, then you'd put an egg in it.
Yeah, so I might put an egg in it when I cook
muffins. And would that be the only difference?
Yes.
Okay. Now, do you ever make little things out of cornmeal that you fry in hot fat and eat with fish? What do you call those?
Battle cakes.
Okay. And those are the...
And then I make